My wife and I were watching a, I guess it was CBS Sunday Morning. They did the, they did a piece on Waymo, those self-driving taxis that are now in
at least two or three cities.
It's like
right?
San Francisco, yeah. LA, Austin,
I think
Texas,
Phoenix has one.
Phoenix. They're going to be in 10 more by this time next year. They're going to start coming East Coast.
Come on.
And I told my
bring it on.
I said, you know who loves this is Chris Dem. And she goes, I don't understand this. We were watching it and people were, people had, they're talking to a guy in San Francisco and he loved it. You know, he, every day he got to work by ordering one on his app. It would pull right up. He'd get right in the back seat and it would take right off again. And, those Waymo, it is weird to see because they're not even in the front seat. They're in the back seat of the car, and the car drives itself.
They just on their phones.
They do whatever they want. Yeah,
in the back.
Exactly.
The
but see, I have always thought that, and I know we've talked about this many times, but when you get a self-driving car where, you know, I literally own a car that drives itself, I always felt like they'd still make it illegal, for instance, to be drunk because if something were to happen, you'd have to take the wheel and the one out of a thousand chance. But in this case, my wife said, but they can't take the wheel.
They don't take the wheel.
So maybe you can just be on your phone.
Whisked to the bar and whisked home.
Apparently. Mm-hmm. I mean, it wouldn't be perfect, but it would be very close to perfect. And you should see the way they've got these things. It's like 29 cameras at all times, knowing what's around the next corner. And the reporter tested it because one was coming down the road, going only about 10 miles per hour. He said, I'm going to step out in front of it and see if it stops. And not only did it stop well short of him.
A middle finger shot out from the hood. Now that would be impressive. I have the right of way, you douche.
That is not a crosswalk.
No, the he was standing there interviewing the guy who invented it, who like perfected it. And he's like, well, here comes one. It was going out for its daily run. You know, there was 5,000 of them sitting there, and one of them was going out. He goes, I'm going to step in front of it and see what it does. He goes, be my guest. So it did stop, and the owner, the CEO, said, did you notice not only did it stopped as soon as you began to, like, he got near the curb, and it stopped, like, anticipating that it might step out. The only... I don't guess this is a bad thing, but it goes the speed limit. It will never go above. So if you're going to try to get somewhere, just be aware it's going 55 miles per hour on the interstate.
Locked in,
exactly.
I get that.
Which makes sense, of course, yeah.
You know, you guys tell me if I was racially profiled over the weekend.
No.
Yeah.
So there's more.
Oh, well, I'm sorry. Oh,
if I was too bad.
Oh, sorry. My fault.
I would never want to. I don't know the struggle. I'm not.
Oh, right.
I try to be empathetic to those who are struggling in the mm-hmm. other communities.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But as Chris Kelly knows all too well, unfamiliar, that my wife's birthday was this past weekend.
I texted her at 6 a.m.
That's what she said.
Weird.
Yes.
I was up at 6. Mm-hmm. I wanted to be the first.
Well, you were.
To text her. I said, I hope you have a fantastic day. Then I sent a selfie of myself, like, waving to
her. Ew.
Doesn't matter.
I'm outside your house. What?
She's terrific.
So we had made plans to go out to a very nice restaurant, and we were going to have a couple glasses of wine, so we decided to take a Lyft.
Uh-huh.
And because don't want to take any chances drinking and driving.
Lyft over Uber.
Yes, we had the last time we took a Lyft, the driver said that he prefers the way Lyft treats drivers.
Oh, really?
So we said, okay,
yeah. All right, we'll go to Lyft.
I've heard that
works
before.
For me.
Yeah.
Oh, Lyft is better than
Uber. Yeah, right. Uber starts treating the drivers well.
Some work for both, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, plenty do.
Okay.
So anyway, our Lyft driver picks us up, takes us across town, no problem. She gets up every morning at 3. We were her last fare of the day.
Okay.
So dinner goes by, a couple of hours, we order a Lyft home.
Yeah.
And I think his name is Mateen or Martin. I can't remember what. Mm-hmm. But he had a cool car.
Mm-hmm.
It was clean. The first car was dirty.
Okay.
Unfortunately. Right. But his car was clean. It was warm. And Beth sat behind the driver. I sat behind the passenger seat.
Mm-hmm.
And he had a little video game board.
Mm-hmm.
Like strapped to the heads rest.
That you could play if you wanted.
I was playing trivia games. I was playing picture match games, and I loved it.
Yeah.
And I barely noticed what was happening, but Beth was more in tune because I had the game in front of me, and I'm, you know, like a moth to a flame.
Right.
When we get in the car, he's playing some good, kind of hip hop music.
All right.
Good mix. And I can see the dial because, you know, I'm in radio. You scan these things.
Pay attention to it.
Yeah. Well, by the time we had gotten out of the parking lot, he'd switch it over to country.
Oh, assuming since you're white
folks want country.
Country, yeah.
So we switch it over to country radio.
And you didn't want that. You would have preferred the...
My wife was upset.
She didn't like...
She thought we were being profiled.
It's possible. I mean...
Maybe. But, well, one, you two wouldn't have given me a country vibe.
More
of like an AM classical.
I was going to say adult contemporary.
Like
maybe.
Celine Dion?
Maybe a little Michael Bolton.
That's me. Boy.
Yeah.
If I got in there, they'd probably put country on for me, too. You know, this big lummox getting in there.
With an
ill-fitting suit.
Yeah, bad suit.
Depending on what you're wearing. Mm-hmm. But
I had a blazer on. Mm-hmm. Beth had a nice dress.
Yeah,
on country.
I definitely understand the move because he was probably thinking, too, and probably from experience. You know, depending on what he's listening to, somebody may say, I'm insulted by the language in this music.
So possible.
Let me change it to something safer, which is probably country.
You think if a black guy gets in and he was listening to country, he'd flip it over to
the other way.
I do think so.
You think? I don't know. Yeah. I'm more.
Oh, I think so.
You think? Okay.
Yeah. I mean, if he's going to do it one way, he'd probably do it the other.
Yeah. I was more looking at it from an age point of view, too.
Oh, I see.
Younger. So people, depending on...
If a 23-year-old black guy gets in, he's going to put it on hip-hop?
You just leave it. Yeah, I would have left that on. If a 23-year-old white guy got in, I'd have left
it on hip-hop.
Yeah,
exactly.
But, you know, as you're older, too, I think that plays a role. So they're like, well, they're not going to like this. Let me try to... Mm-hmm. I don't think he probably meant it in any bad way. I think he just thought, I'm going to make these people more comfortable.
Mm-hmm. But Chris Dim's wife was.
Yeah, but see some, and let's, you know, this is probably from experience too. I'm sure he's had people get in the car and be like, what is this?
Mm-hmm.
I cannot listen to this.
Well, I don't like the language. If there were a bunch of F words in there, I wouldn't like that. I mean, I just don't like it.
So he's looking ahead.
So 25 years from now, when the current 23-year-old is now 48 or 50, will they still turn the dial, or is everybody just going to be used to having all those?
You have your own music on your own head.
Oh, probably. You're probably already wired into your
skull. Yeah, there's no driver.
It won't even matter. There's no driver. It's already in your skull. Bad question.
Yeah.
Yeah, it won't even matter. Exactly right. That's right.
I guess that is some profiling, but I'd call it safe profiling.
Oh, you're okay. You're okay with that.
Yeah, I'm okay with that profiling.
Just some light discrimination.
You know, we used to work with Deidre, who was a black woman. And she told me she told us this great story once that she was a Foo Fighters fan. So one night she's going to see the Foo Fighters concert. And in the same area, there was remember that?
It was two different events in the same space.
The other event was like the hip hop all day show, whatever it was. So she comes walking up or driving through to go to the Foo Fighters show, and the guy there is like, over to your left.
Over here.
She's like, no. Yeah. And he's like, yep, you're going over there to the hip-hop.
No, you're going the wrong side.
She had to whip out her ticket. No.
No, look. It's Foo Fighters. I'm a Foo Fighters fan. It's just good-natured profiling. That's his name. I mean, it's light
profiling.
It was light profiling, but I guess that was profiling. Anthony, you're talking about Lyft music. Chris Dim and his wife were profiled by a Lyft driver. Go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, gentlemen. I do Lyft over the weekends, sometimes in the evenings down here in Myrtle, and you'd be surprised when you try to judge a customer when they get in a car. I actually had a customer once. I picked him and his wife up at a bar, and he was silver-haired, long goatee, looked like he wanted some Leonard Skinner. I asked him if he wanted some music. He said, yeah, put on the classical 80s. He looked at me like I was crazy. He wanted some urban hip-hop. I said, for real? And he looked at me. He said, yeah, why not? I'm hip. I said, not what I was expecting from you. So
you can't tell.
You never know. I always ask them, do you want music, and what do they want to hear? Because I give up on trying to figure people out. As soon as you think you got them, they go the other way on you.
I know. That's well said.
It really is true.
Are you a talkative driver, or do you prefer quiet?
I read the room. Sometimes when you get the people on vacation, I'll ask them what they're doing, where they're going. They ask me recommendations, you know, things to do, restaurants, things like that. If I get the the couple that's really touchy-feely in the back, I turn the radio up, and I just shut up and drive.
Oh, yeah.
You sound like a good driver.
Yeah, I'd say. You've got it down pat there.
You got to read the room. That's all it is.
That's it.
That's Kelly Strong suit.
How touchy-feely.
Not.
Right. How touchy-feely do they get back there? I'm titillated.
I've seen some people get a little frisky, and I'm like, do you want me to pull over at this hotel coming up, or you want me to wait to get to yours?
Yeah.
This is my car,
like,
people.
About a couple, yeah. Couple Pinos. She's all over me, and she's like, I love my husband. I'm like, well, put your seatbelt on. Safety first.
Thank you, Anthony.
How far would you let that go?
All the way.
Yeah, but that's your car.
I'm titillated.
Titillated, but I mean, there's a chance that, you know.
You're going to run a red light looking through the rearview mirror.
And I would be. What if he completes in your vehicle?
Well, I would. He'd have.
Well, there's a cleaning fee.
There's a cleaning fee. You'd have to clean. Mm-hmm. I don't know. You're right. I mean,
you're driving. All of a sudden, you just hear thwack on your window.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah, that's okay. What I'm saying. I'd get let him get to the point where it's about to
happen.
Where, yeah, and then I'd be like, save it.
You're going to blue ball the guy right there?
You're giving him big time blue balls on that.
You can't allow penetration in your car.
How close do you get?
Maybe boobies.
Yeah, I'd like.
Maybe handies, but nothing else.
Well, you could. I don't want his thing out at all, because you never know where that's going.
No, it's a loaded weapon.
Yeah, truly.
Well, you could say, you know, you want a little company. I mean, if you're really into it, you know.
What'd you say? I'll kick your ass. Oh, no.
Should I pull over?
There's no show at the Alabama Theater. Want me to pull over? The parking lot's deserted.
That's all I'm saying. I get titillated by these things.
It's off season. Myrtle Waves is closed.
I like limo. If I one of my fantasies is to be in the backseat of a limo and
put the divider up.
Put the divider up. Bzzz, you know, and then
round the park twice, Johnny.
Exactly.